Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The substance of this program is sent out to all people, especially those of the papacy and the Gentiles. We have quite a bit lined up for the broadcast today, so let's get started. The title of today's program is The Work of the Law. The Work of the Law. In the preceding episode, God set forth some acceptable legal powers or rights belonging to the people of the kingdom of God. And among those rights are the right to revere God, the right to serve God, the right to fear God, and the right to approach God. Those legal powers are a part of the glorious law of God. The glorious law of God is a complex that is a union of related parts. These things are related parts of the glorious law of God, which I have brought forth on this program. Powers of the people, the judgments of the Lord, the promises concerning God, expectations concerning God, the signs of the presence of God on earth, the papacy's call of God, and the papacy's laborious writ on all things, among other things. The glorious law, Revelation 17:17, says, "The words of God shall be fulfilled." All things considered, it is clear that the Gentiles have made preparation for God and they have expected God. Therefore, it is not a strange thing with them that, one, God has come, two, God has made known his presence to them, and three, God expects to hear from them, the papacy and the Gentiles, O God, an answer. Hereafter, I will refer to the glorious law of God with all its parts by the term the law, or the law of God, or the glorious law. Questions of interest. 1. Jeremiah 23:18. Who hath mocked his word and heard it? The word mock means to show plainly. The word mock means to show plainly, manifest, make clear, or perceptible. Who has shown plainly his word? Who has made his word manifest? Or who has made his word clear or perceptible? Okay. I'd like to say this, that I have mocked the word that has come down from the papacy. I have shown plainly in these many episodes of this program the word that has come down from the papacy to God. I have made those things clear. You can see them, you can hear them. I have enumerated the parts of the glorious law. Okay, the word mark also. To God, I have taken notice of the papacy's word to God that is in the Authorized Version, the AVB. So, God has heard His word. God has marked His word. God has come to an understanding of the papacy's word in the Authorized Version. God has come to an understanding of the glorious law with its many parts. Two, where is the promise of His coming? The promise of the coming of God is here. God is here on earth. God is here dwelling among men. God is here where no man is. No man, as I've continually said, being a part of, being a nickname for God, the papacy's nickname for God in the AVB. The promise has come. I'd also like to read a couple of scriptures here. We go to Peter. And that will be 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3, verse 12. Looking for and hasting to the day, to the coming of the day of God. So we have the day of God, and I have put forth the declaration that the day of God is here. We are living in the time of the day of God. That's wonderful news. Very wonderful news. Psalm 37:13. Psalm 37:13 says, He seeth that his day is coming. He seeth that his day is coming, looking for and hasting to the coming of the day of God. The day of God has come. We are in the time of the day of God. That which the prophets have declared, prophesied, put forth in the AVB, that day has come. That is wonderful news. Okay. Galatians 3:4. Have ye suffered so many things in vain? Again, we turn to the word in the book of the law, the AVB. That will be 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 58 says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And this is the word of the papacy to God. Ye know that your labor is not in vain. You know that your labor is not in vain. Have ye suffered so many things? You know that your labor is not in vain. So, God has the word from the papacy saying that his work is not in vain. Ecclesiastes 7:24. Who can find it out? What have I done? I have found out the law of God. I have found out the purpose for the AVB as relates to God, his coming, can find it out? And during these many episodes of this program, I have been pointing out the law of God that has been found out. Who can find it out? Also, there's a statement in Ecclesiastes that says, no man can find out the work that God maketh. No man, nickname for God, no man or God can find out the work of God. No man has found out the AZB. God has fathomed the AZB. God has obeyed the commandment given in Revelation that says, read the book of the law, read the book, the AZB, and write the things that you see. The question is also asked in the AZB, what seest thou? What seest thou? And that is what I bring out on this program. I bring out on this program the things that I have seen in the AZB, the things that I have come to an understanding of in the AZB. What seest thou? I see the law of God. Statements of concern. One. Psalm 37, verse 13, I have already turned to that and read it. His day is coming. The day of God has come. That's a statement that you can mark as being fulfilled. His day is coming. The day of God has come. Job 14, 15, the papacy says to God, thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. I stated earlier in this message that the Pope and the Gentiles owe God an answer. Here is the promise, which relates to the answer. Thou shalt call, and I, the sitting Pope, in this case, it is Pope Benedict XVI, and I will answer thee. 3. 1 Corinthians 15:58. I read it a few moments ago. The promise that says, to God, your labor is not in vain. 4. Jeremiah 23:17. Ye shall have peace. No evil shall come upon you. Another promise from the papacy to God. Ye shall have peace, no evil shall come upon you. This I say to Pope Benedict XVI. The teaching of Jesus is an absurdity. It is a discredit to the papacy, the Gentiles, and the clergy. And it shall no longer be taught, promoted, adhere to, believe, etc. Cease and desist. Also I say to the Pope, put forth a ban on the teaching of Jesus. Now, okay, questions of interest, statements of concern have been read. Let's go to 2 Samuel 7, verse 28. 2 Samuel 7, 28. And I'm turning to it. 2 Samuel 7, 28. The papacy is talking to God in this statement, saying, and now, O Lord God, thou art that God. Now let me read what should have come before that. Second Samuel 22:32. And we find these words. Who is God? Who is God? The papacy says to God now in 2 Samuel 7:28. But let's go to 1 Corinthians 8:6 first. Second, it seems like I just want to get to that statement so fast. 2 Corinthians 8:6. The question is, who is God? And this has been answered on this program several times. So this is just a repeat or a review. Who is God? The papacy says, speaking in behalf of all Gentiles to God, to us there is but one God. To us, the Gentiles, there is but one God. Now we turn to 2 Samuel 7:28. Who is God? To us, the Gentiles, there is but or merely or just one God. And now the papacy speaks to God, saying in 2 Samuel 7:28, and now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true. Okay. We have the knowledge of the law. Let's turn to Romans 2:14. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, let's stop right there. The Gentiles do have the law of God. They have the law of God already. They have the law of God in the AVB. Also, I have put forth highlights on the law of God on these many broadcasts in this program. The Gentiles, which have the law of God, in particular, we're talking about the law of God in particular. The Gentiles have the law of God, and it says, when the Gentiles, and I can say, which have the law of God, the glorious law of God with its many parts, do by nature the things contained in the law. Okay? To the Gentiles, the message is, do naturally, by nature, the things contained in the law, because that is their responsibility. Responsibility of the Pope and the Gentiles is to do the things contained in the glorious law, or contained in the law of God. Do naturally the things contained in the law. The Gentiles have an obligation to keep the law of God. That is their duty. They are to walk in accordance with the law of God. They are to be in harmony. Their actions are to harmonize with the law of God. Okay. All right. Okay, let's move on. So the Gentiles have the law. We also can revisit Acts 11. Acts 11, verse 1. Okay. What was that? Romans 2:14. The Gentiles held the law of God. Acts 11:1. The Gentiles had also received the word of God. Okay? So, what have the Gentiles received? The Gentiles have received already, previously to the coming of God, the law of God in the AVB. Now, the Gentiles have also received word from God. Okay? The Gentiles have the law of God. The Gentiles have the word from God. Okay? All right. And the Gentiles are subject to the law of God. They are subject to the law. And just looking over here in Acts 11, verse 23, at the very end of verse 23, Acts 11, 23, I see the words, cleave to the Lord, cleave to the Lord God. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God. Cleave to that God. Cleave to the Lord. And here we know also that God is called Lord, capital L, small case, O-R-D. Okay? They are under the law of God. They are responsible to the law, subject to the law of God. They are to cleave to their God. They have the law of God in the AVB. They have the word that has come from God in these many broadcasts of Lawmasters Law of God program. Okay. So we have again answered the question, who is God? We have given an answer, Bible answer, answer from the papacy as to who God is. Okay, and we know that there is one true God. That one true God has been identified. Okay. Now, we have two things that I want to do today. I want to speak on first the scripture that is found in John 10:35. And we find these words. The scripture cannot be broken. Okay, the scripture cannot be broken. I'm looking at the wrong paper here. Let me pick up the correct one. John 16:25. The papacy says to God, these things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. Let me make this clarification also. The statement actually says, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. All right? In my writings and in my speech, well, in my writings, there is a strikeout on un. Leaving only two. So in my speech, I say, these things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. There is of necessity a change in the law with regard to that one word, unto. On, the prefix, means not. All right? So we take off the on, we take off the not part, and we are left with two. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, and it is necessary that the un be stricken to, through, that is. In other words, we strike out the un, leaving the two. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. what things has God spoken, what things has the papacy spoken to God? In Proverbs. What does that mean? We have the book of Proverbs. And I take you to the book of Proverbs to see the things, or some of the things rather, that the papacy has spoken to God. Things coming from the book of Proverbs. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs. Okay? The following are things the papacy has said to me in the book of Proverbs. 1. Proverbs 2:5. Understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. I have done that. I have done those two things. I have come to an understanding of the fear of the Lord. And that Lord is all caps there, the fear of the Lord, all caps. And I have found the knowledge of God. That knowledge I relate to you in these many broadcasts. And even now, as I speak. Proverbs 3:27, the papacy speaks to God, saying, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. The word coming from God is good, okay? And God is not withholding that word from the people. He is not withholding that word from the Gentiles. He is giving and giving the good thing of the word of God to the Gentiles and all the people. Proverbs 4:5-7. Get wisdom, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise. Two things there. Hear instruction, be wise. Okay, I have presented to you on this program the laborious writ, the papacy's laborious writ. In that writ, I have been given instructions. I have received those instructions. I have carried out those instructions. Hear instruction and be wise. Proverbs 8:35, whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord, all caps. Proverbs 10:24, and the law of God, let me say this, the law of God does pertain to life. It does pertain to the life of God. It pertains and has to do with the life of God, just simple as that. Okay? With God, his being, his person, how he's to be dealt with, coming from the AVB. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, favor of the Lord, all caps. Proverbs 10:24 and Proverbs 24:24. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Thou art righteous. These are things in the book of Proverbs the papacy has said to God. Proverbs 11:19. He that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Some of these things are good, some may be bad. Nevertheless, I am sharing with you these things. Found in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 12:21, no evil shall happen to the just. Proverbs 12:27, the substance of a diligent man is precious. Let me go back to Proverbs 12:21, number 8, no evil shall happen to the just. God has been declared by the papacy in the Authorized Version Bible to be just. doing that which is right. Doing that which is given by law. Okay, doing that which is just, doing that which is lawful, doing that which is right. Those are the things God has done and is doing. The things that are just, the things that are lawful, the things that are right. Then we have 9. Proverbs 12:27, the substance of a diligent man is precious. 10, Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works to the Lord, all caps, or commit thy works to the papacy or the Pope. Commit thy works to the Pope. The works of God we are speaking about here. Proverbs 13:21, to the righteous good shall be repaid. To the righteous good shall be repaid. Proverbs 25:21, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth. Proverbs 27:12, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Proverbs 28:18, whoso walketh uprightly or justly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Proverbs 30:2, the papacy says, surely I am more British than any man. Statement in regard to the papacy, surely I am more British than any man. Proverbs 30:9-4, who is the Lord, all caps, and what is his name? Question asked. And Proverbs 28:5-12, and Proverbs 31:18. Seek the Lord, all caps, understand all things, judge righteously. Those are things that I have identified or taken these things and put those things down. Those things given in response to the statement of in response to the statement found in John 16:25, saying, these things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. Okay. And that was John 16:25. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. So we had to go to, I had to go to the book of Proverbs to see things that the papacy has spoken to me. All right? Those are some of the things the papacy has spoken to me in the book of Proverbs. And now we go to, or I turn to a writing which I have titled, The Scriptures Must Be Fulfilled. 1 Corinthians 7:36. First Corinthians 7:36 says this: let him God do what he will, he sinneth not. That's a statement the papacy makes to the Gentiles. The papacy instructs the Gentiles to let God do what he will. He does not sin. He, God, does not sin. So God should be and is free to do what he will, and he does not sin in the things he does. All right. Now, all of these things are parts of the law of God. Okay. 1 Kings 8:46. 1 Kings 8:46. And we have this, 8:46. 1 Kings 8:46. I'm turning. 1 Kings 8:46 says this. There is no man that sinneth not. The Gentiles are instructed to let God do what he will. God does not sin. Here in 1 Kings 8:46, there's an echo of that part, that God does not sin. The echo says, there is no man that sinneth not. No man, again, being the papacy's secret nickname for God in the AVB. Let him do what he will, he sinneth not. There is no man or God that sinneth not. Okay, and again we have 2 Chronicles 6:36. 2 Chronicles 6:36, and we have these words, an echo of the preceding scripture in 1 Kings 8:46. 2 Chronicles 6:36, there is no man which sinneth not. One statement says there is no man that sinneth not, and this second statement here in 2 Chronicles 6:36 says there is no man which sinneth not. Okay? The idea is simple as that which is in 1 Corinthians 7:36. He, God, sinneth not. All right? Three statements saying, speaking of God, saying God does not sin. Let him do what he will, 1 Corinthians 7:36. Okay. The scriptures must be fulfilled. These things I have written, and these are things that must be fulfilled. These are things in the AVB which must be fulfilled. Psalm 63:4. I will lift up my voice. 63:4. The papacy speaks to God, saying, I will lift up my hands in thy name. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Remember, that statement is to God from the papacy. Secondly, we have Exodus 3:18. The papacy, speaking to God, says, they shall hearken to thy voice. They, the Gentiles, the Pope included, shall hearken to thy God's voice. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a duty of the Pope and all concerned. They shall hearken to the voice of God, whether that voice comes by means of the internet or that voice come through the reading of God's material. The promise says, they shall hearken to thy voice. The promise is to God. The promise speaks of the Pope, the powers that be among the Gentiles, queens, kings, presidents, premiers, etc. All right, they shall hearken to the voice of God. That's expected. That is demanded. Okay? Next we have Isaiah 43:5. Isaiah 43:5. Okay, 43:5 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I am with thee, fear not." Okay? Now, the word, what is one of the purposes of, we see this in the law of God. The law of God is with God. The law of God is set to uphold God. The law of God upholds God. The Pope is to also be with God, believing the same things, having the same opinions as God. I am with thee. Okay? The law is with God. The glorious law of God is with God. It upholds God. And that is a function or duty of the Pope. The Pope is to be with God. That is a function or duty of all Gentile leaders, rulers. They are to be with God. Okay, next we have on the order of Revelation 18:1. The people were enlightened by his, God's, glory. The people were enlightened by his glory. Okay? God has enlightened the people by his glory, by his word. God has made known his name to the people, to the Gentiles. God has declared the name of God. The people have been enlightened. Enlightened by the word of God. The word that has come from God. That is God's glory. Okay? And of course, the glory of God has to do with the law of God. God speaks the law of God. God gives highlights on the law of God. Okay? So we have the glory of God in the law of God. We have the glory of God in the things God has done. The glory of God in all things. All right? Jeremiah 32:10. This is a word that has to do with the Pope. I subscribed the evidence. One of the duties of the Pope is to sign off on the things of God, the things that have come from God. The Pope has been called to come to God. The Pope, when he comes to God, he is to subscribe or sign his name on the document, on and in the document that God has produced. I subscribed the evidence. The evidence refers to the things that I have presented on this program, of course, and they refer to the things that are in the book that God has written, all right? And the Pope is to sign his name. He's to sign off on the things that are in the book that has come from God. I subscribe the evidence. What do I give on this program, as well as what my book is actually made up of? It's made up of evidence. I set forth evidence on this program. The the many episodes of this program, you have much evidence that supports God, that is given in support of God. Okay, evidence. So that's what this statement has to do with the Pope signing off on the evidence that God has presented, that God has written, set forth in his book. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Okay. Luke 4:34, I know thee who thou art. The Pope is to know God. All Gentile leaders, powers are to know God. I know thee who thou art. And in that knowing God, there will be evidence showing that they know God. We can say, we know that, I know that they know God when they obey the law of God and do the things that are written in the law. As we read earlier on this episode, Romans 2:14, the Gentiles have the law. The Gentiles are responsible to do the things contained in the law, okay, that are applicable to themselves. All right. Next, Acts 10:44. Acts 10:44. Okay, what do we have here? The Holy Ghost fell on all them. Okay, the Holy Ghost fell on all them. It says in the AVB, which heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. All right? And Holy Ghost is a reference to fear. Holy Ghost is a reference to fear, intense fear. Okay? The Holy Ghost fell on all them, and that them is a reference to the Pope and all other Gentiles. Okay? When they heard the all them which heard the word. And, of course, this is speaking about the word of God. And if it's speaking about the word of God, it's speaking about the law of God. Okay. Genesis 26:24. Again, we have the statement, I am with thee. Okay? And that's the same as the statement we read in, where is it? Okay, I know that works. Okay, Isaiah 43:5. Okay, number 1, 2, 3. So the third statement is the same as this statement, Genesis 26:24, I am with thee. I am. Now, in the presence of, with, meaning in the presence of, the Pope, as I've said several times, is expected to visit God. I have called on the Pope to come see me, to come visit God, come see God. The Pope is to fulfill that statement. I am with thee. I am in the presence or company of thee, God. Okay? And, of course, I have invited or asked that all Gentile rulers come see me. Okay? They are to see God. All right? I am with thee, in the actual presence of God. And if I can turn to this passage briefly, if I have to look for it, I won't mess with it. But if I can just turn to it quickly, I will read it. If not, I'll read it at a later time. Okay. All right. Hebrews 12:22 says these words. But ye are come to the city of the living God, and to God. Of course, I did not read all the words. I read the applicable words. Ye are come to the city of God. Ye are come to God. Hebrews 12, 22 and 23. All right. And I'll probably speak on this issue later. So, let's move on. I am with thee, Genesis 26:24. And so we have with being meaning in the actual presence of God, and with meaning being in agreement with God. All right. Having the same opinions, beliefs, etc. Luke 6:4. He went into the house of God. Luke 6:4. Let's see that. All right. Luke 6:4 says, he went into the house of God. As I've said, these leaders and the Pope, let's just speak right now about the Pope, okay? The Pope has the duty of visiting God. He went into the house of God. The Pope is expected to fulfill that statement. Luke 7:44. Let's see here, Luke 7:44. The papacy says these words to me. I entered into God's house. I entered into thine house. All right? The Pope is to fulfill that statement. Psalm 25:21. I wait on thee, God. Statement having to do with the Pope. The papacy, the Pope. I, the Pope, act as a servant to thee. All right? And that's also expected and called for of all Gentile leaders, rulers. Okay? They are to wait on their God. I wait on thee. They are to fulfill that statement. Isaiah 43:1, I have called thee by thy name. Hebrews 2:12, I will declare thy name to my brethren. This is the responsibility of the Pope, to declare God's name to the Gentiles. Revelation 15:4, the heads of all Gentile nations shall come and worship before thee, God. 2 Chronicles 2:5, the house of God which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. That's 2 Chronicles 2:5. Psalm 45:17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Promise the papacy has made to God. Daniel 10:9, I heard the voice of his words. Duty and responsibility of the Pope and all Gentile rulers as well. Genesis 42:18, I fear God. The Pope is to fulfill that passage, relative and applicable statements. Acts 19:17, intense fear fell on them all. Intense fear, the Holy Ghost fell on them all. The Gentiles are to fulfill that statement. Acts 8:17, they received the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, as I've said, is intense fear of God. They received the Holy Ghost. They are Gentiles. All of them are to fulfill that statement. Acts 11:1, the Gentiles had also received the word of God. I've read that earlier. John 17:14, I have given them thy word, the responsibility resting on the Pope and all Gentile leaders. Genesis 44:20, John 8:41, we, the Gentiles, have a father. We have one father, even or namely God. John 17:22, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Statement of the papacy. John 17:25, I have known thee, God, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And the these is a reference to the Gentiles. 1 Samuel 3:5, Proverbs 7:15, thou calledest me. Papacy is speaking to God. This has to do with the Pope coming to see God. Thou calledest me, therefore came I forth to meet thee. Luke 24:38, Genesis 16:13, a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye, God, see me. The Pope hath. Thou, God, seest me. All right? The Pope is to see God. God is to see the Pope when the Pope comes to see him. All right. Job 33:8. Thou hast spoken in my hearing. When the Pope comes to see God, God can then speak in the Pope's hearing. Okay? The Pope is to bring that statement to pass. Genesis 33:10, I have seen thy face. The Pope is to fulfill that statement. Promise. Romans 15:24, I will come to you. Statement of the papacy to God. I will come to you. A reference to the Pope. Acts 9:8, he saw no man. The Pope saw no man. The Pope is to fulfill that statement, bring it to pass. And 1 Samuel 25:35, I have hearkened to thy voice and accepted thy person. The Pope. The Pope is saying to God, I have hearkened to thy voice and accepted thy person. The Pope is to fulfill that statement. And that was 1 Samuel 25:35. Yes. Okay. That's my message for today. That is the substance which I have for this hour, this past hour now. Let's see here. Okay. I'll try to pull up the switchboard here. Yes, that's the message for today. Tune in next week for another Lawmasters broadcast, Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. It'll be around the 10 o'clock hour next Sunday morning, okay? Less than a minute remaining in the program, okay? So this has been, the title of this program is, this episode, that is the work of the law. We spoke about the law. We spoke about duties and responsibilities. Things that must be fulfilled. I show some things that the papacy has said to me in the book of Proverbs. All right. And we had some questions of interest brought forth and some statements. So join me again next week at 10 o'clock for another Lawmasters Law of God program. We have one caller here. And hang on, let's see here. I don't know whether he, I think he hung up. Let's see. Hello, 916. Do you want to say anything?
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes, you're on air.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I've been listening to the show. I just thought it was a very powerful show.
Well, thank you.
And they're very, very powerful, very authoritative.
Okay. Very good. You are the only other caller that we have here. And I do thank you for your call. You know what I'm saying? You said you'd call if you could, and you did. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed listening and thought, I thought it was one of the more authoritative shows that you've done. So.
Okay. Well, that's all right. That's good. Hope everything was clear and easy to follow me and all like that, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Putting out all these many parts of the glorious law of God, the multifarious law.
Multifarious. That's a new word I learned. a new word for me.
Okay.
So.
But I believe
anyway.
You got to go.
Oh, well, no, I was just going to say, just great show. And, I will, certainly be discussing this, later today.
Okay, very good. And again, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I will talk to you later.
Okay, now.
All right.
Bye now. Faithful brother, I appreciate his call. So that's the program today. And I'll check once more to see if we have anyone else on the air. No, that is it. So that's it for today. Join us again next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. I believe it will be at 10, hopefully, for another Lawmasters Law of God program broadcast. Thank you so much.